It's 10 p.m., 91.3 FM, KXCI Tucson. Real people, real radio. You are tuned into Under Surveillance. Falcotronic here with the man, the legend, David Wright. Shout out to the guys, the Electric Field Crew, Toby and Alex.
Oh, yeah.
You pump guy?
Not from Armory Park. What do you got for the people, guy?
Oh, I got some fast stuff tonight, man.
I'm coming up later with some slow. It's not slow. What are you gonna do? You gonna do it right now?
Let's do it, guy. 91.3. Let's get started. Thank you.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Go ahead.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Go ahead.
I turned it on.
Go ahead, go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We'll be right back.
98.3 FM, KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio, Under Surveillance, Falcotronic here, joined with David Wright.
Oh yeah, we're basing it up, yeah.
Oh yeah, we heard some Foot Clan in there, before that, Down South, before that, the Cyber Messiah, Beat Dominator, F-Jax, and Elliot Akul, DJ Edutronics, Electro Code, James Wolf, and start off with some David Noller.
That's the Dynamix Tuga. Hey, Epic Rides celebrates the 22nd annual 24 Hours in the Old Pueblo, February 18th through the 20th, in the desert north of Tucson, presented by Tucson Medical Center. This is one of the world's largest 24-hour marathon mountain bike events, with more than 3,500 participants and spectators. Proceeds support 6 nonprofits, including KXCI. 24 Hours in the Old Pueblo is currently seeking volunteers. Information is at epicrides.com. This has been a community impact announcement from 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Hey, did you know when you can support KXCI when you shop at Fry's? Be sure to register your VIP card online at the Fry's Community Rewards Program and select the Foundation for Creative Broadcasting Incorporated, Organization ID 406. Once you're enrolled, you'll earn reward points for KXCI every time you shop and use your VIP card. More information about many ways to support KXCI can be found on the bottom of the page at kxci.org on the interweb. You got any shout-outs, guys?
Charlie Catfish, this one's for you.
Gem Show Jimmy.
Drop the bass.
1058, 91.3 FM, KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio, Under Surveillance, Falco Tronic, you're joined with the Crispy David Wright.
You got a replay here, what's going on?
Oh, we heard some Luzelle in there, and before that's Reptamped, DJ Godfather, Atono, Manimo, FTP, Placid One, and some more, DJ Godfather. Hey, guy, what do you got going on over there besides Cave Monster?
Let's just chill out here a little bit, okay? Just slow down. How fast was that last track, guy?
Like 150 something?
91.3.
in a bush. In a bush.
You know you like it.
Oh, I like it.
About 11:30, you're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. Dave Wright in the mix, hanging out with Falcatronic.
Hey, what were those funky grooves we just heard?
That was some wild people there. That was Musique, Push Push in the Bush. Ended up, that launched Jocelyn Brown's career. We heard Poussey, Come On and Do It. Silver Connection, Fly Robin Fly. Loose Joints, Is It All Over My Face?
Nice guy.
What a treat.
Hey, you know, new beginnings start best when you're helping others. And you can help KXCI by donating your unwanted vehicle to support the programming you love. From cars to trucks to motorcycles to RVs to hovercrafts to even boats. We accept all types of vehicles, running or not. We also make it easy to give you a free and convenient pickup. Get the process started today. Call 1-877-KXCI-123. That's 1-877-592-4123. Or visit kxci.org. And thank you for your support.
Can you imagine hovercrafts all over town like the scooters are?
I can.
Tucson's Nonviolence Legacy Program will co-host a core training in Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s nonviolence on Zoom January 29th as well as February 5th and 12th. The program is open to high school, college students, and adults. Participants will become eligible for further training to be certified nonviolence trainers with the Nonviolence Legacy Program. Visit nonviolencelegacy.org for more information. This has been a community impact announcement from 91.3 KXCI.
You got a good funky guy?
No.
No?
91.3.
Oh,
love to love you, baby. 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 Love to love you, baby.
Midnight, you've been listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. Dave right here hanging out with Falcatronic.
Hey guy, what did we just hear?
You know, we heard Donna Summer and we heard Madeline Kane. That's it.
Nice.
Res Radio's coming up. You want to give them a shout out?
Shout to the guys. We haven't seen those guys in years.
Shout out, Joseph. Hope to see you sometime. Have a great weekend.
This is Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
Could you introduce yourself?
I'm happy to be here today. My name is Ricky Hernandez.
Ricky, what brought you to Tucson?
I was born in Tucson, but I only spent the few days in the hospital there. And I grew up on the border in Nogales, basically until I went off to college. My trajectory in Tucson was school. It was always something that was part of what I wanted to do, part of something that my family wanted me to do for sure. And I was encouraged and supported to do so. And I'm very thankful for the experience of having to be in Tucson. First, as a very young student who was kind of taking on the world, even though it was, for some people, it is just quote unquote Tucson. But for me, it was an incredibly new experience. I think this is now 21 years later, and I'm still in Tucson now as a professional working at my alma mater at the University of Arizona.
How do you describe your identity?
In my social media profiles, I talk about being a dad, being a husband, being a public servant, and being an avid learner. Really, those four words for me have been kind of the descriptors of how I identify myself as a person, and I feel like they're all encompassing, no matter how you look at it. Being the father of two children, I mean, that for me is singularly the most important role that I have, raising two strong young second generation Latinos in Tucson. As somebody who has found a partner, found somebody to make some memories in what is now my adoptive home, for somebody, my wife grew up in Tucson. She is a native. And so for her to be able to kind of share the experiences that she and her family had with me has definitely livened and brightened my life. I'm an avid public servant, and it sounds sound strange to do that, to say that rather that you really are looking forward to providing public service. But, you know, as I was describing to a friend not too long ago, I mean, this is now my 17th year working in public service in Tucson, first working for students in the K-12 system and now working at the university. That has always been part of my identity. You know, my educational background, having a master's degree in public administration is something that I look forward to doing and I continue to look forward to do. I mean, I hope I still have a long career ahead of me. And being an avid learner, I mean, that for me is kind of the umbrella term. It's not just about reading books and watching TV or listening to podcasts, but it's also about people I surround myself with, who I identify, friends and acquaintances that I've gotten to meet along the way when I was younger and now as I'm older. People will tell you and they will describe me as the kind of person that they go to ask questions. You know, the ask Ricky, he knows kind of mentality goes with it. And that's part of my identity and being just somebody who appreciates knowledge for the sake of learning, for the sake of broadening my horizons and knowing more.
I know that you describe, you know, in a certain way, how your identity integrates itself into the Tucson community. Would you like to add something else?
Obviously, I'm a Tucsonan. I have respect for the community that I am now a part of. I've connected with grassroots efforts that are here to support, you know, our community, be they educational charities or community-based organizations, and providing support to them because I care about what happens in my community and I care about what happens to the people in it. Growing up in a small town, those were the roots of how I started, is knowing that we had need in my small community. And I took kind of that sense of responsibility now as an able-bodied professional and adult to really provide and give back to my community, because it's important not just for me, but for the fact that in the long term, I mean, my kids, you know, will call this home and they will, you know, if they leave, they will come back. They will have roots in what is Tucson. I am, like I said, a Tucsonan by choice, but I am for the most part a Nogalense by birth.
Thank you, Ricky, for being our special guest tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time. I appreciate your questions.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia. Production and editing by Gwendolyn Hernandez. DJ Nenny G for KXCI Tucson.
KXCI Tucson, gonna kick off tonight's show with some Group Familia.